Raise your hand if you ever survived having a colicky baby.
Not me.
So my daughter has one of those fake babies in her high school where the baby cries all the time. And I've been joking with her that I hope it never stops crying because she was a colicky baby herself and she drove me crazy.
Yeah, a lot of times with parents, you know, you like to see that part of it. Vengeance is yours with real grandkids and with imagined ones in high school that have a button to make them be quiet.
Dr. Claire McKegney was my pediatrician when Hayden was a baby, and I'm sure you don't remember because it was so long ago, but I didn't think I was going to survive her colic years. They were terrible, and it was for like a year and a half. Is that normal for a baby to cry that much for that long?
Well, a year and a half is a long time, but colic is what we call a diagnosis of exclusion. Medically speaking, it's one of those things where we have to make sure there's nothing else wrong with the child before we can say it's colic. And as fast as it starts, it typically goes away. So Hayden might have been a little bit different. There might have been something else going on. But for most babies, it's usually the first 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah. Hers was the gastro stuff. Like her tummy was always a mess. And
well, you can't feed them Korean short ribs.
No, you can't.
No.
No. It's probably frowned upon. But, you know, one of the tricks that I had read that worked for me was that when she would cry and I couldn't get her to stop crying, that I would open the freezer door and put her right up to the freezer so the cold air would shock her to stop crying.
I mean, it sounds like a reportable offense to me, Doc.
Is that a real thing?
I mean, I've heard it. I know people do it. But what you're actually doing is you're thinking about the fact that the baby is just not regulated. There's something not right. You're just doing anything and everything to kind of shock them out of it. In reality, we think about colic as associated with their neurological system is super immature still, and their digestive system is really immature. And so they just don't understand what's happening to them, and they can't tell us.
All right, Doc, so besides sticking your baby near the freezer, what do you do in a situation like this?
You know, when we think about what can we do, you know, remember that. Like, this baby is feeling out of control. And when we feel out of control, maybe we'll take some deep breaths or we'll take a walk. They can't do that. So we have to do all those things for them. Trying to mimic the womb, that's the best thing to do. Where were they the most comfortable? In the uterus. So how do we do that? We think about the swaddle. We think about swaying or movement. We allow them to suck. That's why the pacifier is so fantastic. And just changing it up. I remember, like, even with my own children, we would be like, it's time to just change it up. Who cares what time it is? Like, turn the lights on. Give them a warm bath. Like, just change it up. There's something not right. Try not to keep doing the same thing. When they feel our stress, they get more stressed. So if I'm sitting there all stressed out, rocking them, they're feeling that and they're going to continue to stay stressed out.
I mean, I was a stress ball all the time.
I would just have lists, right? Like, I mean, lists of these different things, because when you're in the thick of it, all these emotions, all this stress, like, you're forgetting different options. For you, it was open the freezer. The fridge was right there. But who knows what else is on this list, Anna, to just change things up. Hang them upside down.
No, I don't.
No.
Let
no.
them drive
no.
the car.
Nope, probably.
Take
I think,
them for
like,
a ride on the riding mower.
The driving the car, put them in the car seat, take them for a drive, okay. A nice warm bath, really great for your own exercise too. But like just doing like leg squats, just deep squats makes the baby move up and down and up and down, but you're not shaking them, right? So we always have to be careful about if we lose our cool, things could go downhill pretty quickly. So I would rather a baby be crying in a crib because I know they're breathing than, God forbid, ever taking a risk of hurting them.
Do any of these gripe waters work? Because I remember I tried them all.
So people will say gripe water works. I like the idea of using gripe water or a little bit of chamomile tea. Some people use simethicone, or it's also known as Mylocon drops.
Yep.
You just have to be careful. Anything overindulgent can cause side effects.
Right.
But when we think about how is the diagnosis of colic actually come to that, it's the rule of threes. 3 hours of crying, not always in a row, 3 days a week for 3 months. That's really typically what we're looking at. So a baby who's just cranky for a day, like, that's not colic. It's a consistent pattern.
Dr. Claire McKegney, thank you so much, as always.
You're very welcome.